Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Ayo, and today we're going to talk about a concept that a lot of people in the community, in the self-development, personal growth community talk about, and that is how to be more consistent. Now, look, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is an advanced concept, and that may blow your mind right away because so many people want this. So many people want to be more consistent. How do I be more consistent? Why do you want to be consistent? You want to be consistent because you want to create good habits, right? Because you want to start going to the gym, because you want to stay on that meal plan. Maybe because you want to achieve your goals. You want to accomplish something new. You want to grow into a better version of yourself. And to do that, you have to be more consistent with what it is you want to achieve. Or maybe you want to stop a bad habit. Maybe you want to stop doing something. And you want to be consistent. You want to be consistent with your word. You want to say, I have made a decision to stop doing this, and I want to be consistent with what I say I'm going to do. And there is a whole industry based around this for people. There is YouTube videos. There are podcasts. There are coaches. There are therapists. There's an entire niche around helping people be more consistent. Now, it is an advanced concept, and you're going to understand why it's an advanced concept as we get into the content. But I also want to mention here, brothers, that I've had people say, yo, Kevin, what's up? Like, what's going on? Like, the message in the podcast has changed. You know, you started out here years ago with mind management, with cognitive mastery, with psychology, with very mental stuff. And now what we're hearing on the podcast is something different. Now we're hearing about spirituality. Now we're hearing about energy. You know, now we're hearing about all of this, these woo-woo concepts. And let me tell you something, brothers, it's not that the message has changed. It's that the message has gone deeper because it's all the same. Mind management and cognitive mastery is where we begin. Mind management, cognitive mastery, working with what is going on in your mind. You understand the mind itself is a spiritual concept because we can't find it. Scientists cannot find the mind. Where is the mind? Point to it. Pull it out. Show me. You know, show me the mind. Show me the mind on a X-ray. Show me the mind on an MRI. It can't be done. No one can find the mind. It is a spiritual concept. And yet we are very aware of it. We are aware that there is a mind. We are aware that there is an inner voice telling us who we think we are. And we have to begin all of our learning, all of our awakening, all of our remembering, all of our healing, all of our whatever you want to call it, with the mind. And so we begin with the mind. That's kindergarten, brothers. That's first grade. And that's what we do when you enroll in the academy. As I've told you many, many times, what we do is we do the ABCs. You come into the academy, you will learn the ABCs. You will learn the number line, how to count to 100. And we do this with the thought downloads and the models of alignment. And as you develop your ABCs, then you start putting words together. You know, see, spot, run, simple grammar. You start reading books, reading sentences, reading paragraphs, and your vocabulary increases. Same thing with the number line. You can count to 100. Great. Let's start doing some addition. Let's start doing some subtraction, some multiplication. Let's get in some of these advanced mathematical concepts. Let's look at some algebra. Let's look at some trigonometry, some geometry, some calculus. And I have on this podcast, I will admit, talked about some really heavy and deep stuff. And you may think, whoa, like that's really weird because I came here for an alpha male coach. I came here to understand what is going on with me and how to grow personally. And now he's talking about some spiritual stuff, some energy stuff that I really don't even connect with. That's okay. It's a process. It's a process of growth. And what I'm going to introduce to you today is a more advanced concept. You might think, oh, like, yes, how to be more consistent. I want to get in on this because that's something I'm really interested in. And I'm going to give you a little bait and switch because what I'm going to give you today is something that may blow your mind. It is an advanced concept because how do we be consistent? How can we as spiritual beings having a human experience be consistent? How can we as inconsistent beings, because spirituality, because as spiritual beings, brother, as light beings, as souls, as selves, as, you know, beings of energy, I can't even tell you what we are because you can't really know it through the intellect. It's not an intellectual thing. It's an existential thing. It's an experiential thing. You experience who you are. That's a part of the awakening. So I can't use a word that would ever describe it. But to understand it goes way beyond the body and the identity. So it is an advanced concept. And the message hasn't changed. It's only deepened. And I'm going to fluctuate back and forth between first grade and graduate school on this podcast. That's what I'm going to do, because there are some people that have been listening to this podcast for 4 years and they're ready to move on. And some people are just jumping into this podcast right now and they want to know the basics. And I would say, go back to the first 20 or 30 podcast episodes for the basics, or simply enroll in the academy, because you're going to get the basics. It's not like I'm going to start you at graduate school when you enroll in the academy. You know, you come into the academy for consciousness expansion, and you are going to begin at the beginning of expanding your consciousness, which is cognitive mastery. It is mind management. Now, how to be more consistent? Well, let's begin. Like, what is consistency? You know, what is it? Is it motivation? Is it willpower? Is it discipline? Is it self-control, which we talked about last week, which is an abstraction in and of itself, that self-control cannot be built, cannot be grown. It's always a matter of being present in the moment with your conflict management system, if you remember from last week. What is consistency, and how can we be more consistent? Well, the problem with consistency, or trying to be more consistent, is not so much that you lack consistency, right? It's not that you don't have this quote-unquote ability, which is fascinating, because it's not really an ability at all. It's not a thing. It's not a skill. You know, consistency is not something you say you have it or you don't. It's not this innate thing. Just like alpha beta is not an innate thing. It's not like you're born one or the other. You have it or you don't. Consistency itself is an abstraction. And the reason why you lack consistency is not because you haven't learned how to be consistent. It's because simply, brother, you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. You know, you think that you're a human being. You think you're a flesh and blood, organic mechanism moving through a world of empty space, bumping into objects that are actually there, and all the while creating a story around it that you call an identity that makes up how you see the world and how you see yourself. That's the illusion. That's what we're trying to get to. That's what we're trying to break through. You weren't born this way. You were conditioned this way. We're trying to break through that veil. We're trying to break through that filter, trying to break through this barrier of illusion so that you can remember who you are. And by remembering who you are, you can begin to be more consistent. You can begin to achieve. You can begin to accomplish. You can begin to live the life that you're meant to live. You can begin to live as a spiritual being having a human experience. And that will lead you to experiencing the life of your dreams. Now, this is not mine. I want you guys to know this is not mine. This comes from thousands of years ago. The yogis in Tibet, in the Himalayas, you know, they said this thousands of years ago. They said, you know, we are not these static beings. You know, what's really happening is that we are reincarnating all the time. You know, we're just kind of appearing and disappearing. And, you know, quantum physics has proven this. I can prove this to you, in fact, if you give me enough time. You know, you give me a weekend, I will prove to you this truth. I can't really do it on a 20-minute podcast or even an hour podcast, but I can do it over the course of a weekend. I can draw out the truth table here. You know, I can use logic to show you that this is true, that who you think you are is not a consistent being from birth to death. You are never the same person. In fact, you are reincarnating so often that I would say it's even happening from moment to moment. Now, I don't want to blow your mind with that, but let's just say it's happening from day to day. Let's say that you fall asleep at night, and in the morning, when you wake up, you are somebody different. And this I can prove to you as well, because we go through daily cycles, we go through lunar cycles, we go through solar cycles. The daily cycle, of course, is night and day. The lunar cycle is every 4 weeks, every 28 days. And the solar cycle is every 13 lunar cycles, right? It's every 52 weeks. It's every year. It's a solar cycle. We live in a cyclical patterns. We live in these cyclical energy vortexes. And on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis, on a year-to-year basis, we are not the same. And on a moment-to-moment basis, we're not the same. Essentially, we are constantly incarnating into a new life. And that's why you can't be consistent. Because when you decide to do something today, you say, I'm going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to build this. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to the gym. Tomorrow, I'm going to start my diet. Tomorrow, I'm going to start my business. Tomorrow, I'm going to work on my website. Tomorrow, I'm going to stop eating sugar, right? Whatever it is, you say, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And then tomorrow, you wake up and you become the new person. You're a new person. And that new person doesn't want to do what the person yesterday told them to do. Because they're like, oh, well, I'm not the person I was yesterday. I'm this new person. And this new person doesn't want to do that. I want to do it tomorrow. So it's really understanding who you are. Each day that you wake up, you are a different person. You are not going through life as one person. Here's the principal thing I want you to understand when it comes to consistency, when it comes to remembering who you are. You don't exist beyond today. You don't exist beyond right now. It's a fluctuation. It's an appearing and disappearing. It's like the electron moving between wave and particle. Everything is an oscillation. Everything is on and off. Everything is vibration. Everything is moving between valley and peak, just like you are in and out, in and out, in and out. And I'm not talking so much about thoughts or feelings even, because we know those fluctuate. We know that thoughts pop in and pop out of our mind. We know that emotions move and flow through our body like waves. I'm talking about the depths of you, brother. I'm talking about your value systems. I'm talking about the choices you make. I'm talking about the way you experience the world is going to change all the time. And it has to do for a lot of things. Like I say, I can prove it to you. I can prove it to you with astrology. I can prove it to you with human design. I can prove it to you with a lot of different ways. I'm going to attempt to show you some analogies here on this podcast episode, but I can actually show you how you are different from moment to moment. Now, it's not really going to help you much. It's really just may confuse you even more. Because then you might ask, well, if I'm so inconsistent, if I'm an inconsistent spiritual being, if my energy is constantly in flux, if the energy, my spiritual vibration is constantly changing, then how can I ever be consistent in this world of form, in this world of density, which seems to be so static, which seems to be so unchanging? I live in the same house. I drive the same car. I go to the same job. I have the same relationships. You know, my wife, my kids, my friends, they're all the same. How can I be consistent? How can I, as an inconsistent being, be consistent in this world that seems to be so consistent? Well, first of all, none of it is consistent. That's a part of the illusion. But let's get into it. Let's talk about it. But that's the big flaw, right? That's the big flaw. The big flaw is trying to be consistent in life, assuming that you are the same every day, but you aren't. You aren't the same every day. And you anecdotally know this. Like I said, I can prove it to you, but you know this, brother. Like, just think about it. That's why you get attached to your former self. You get attached to who you were. It's like, oh, when I was, you know, maybe last year or 10 years ago, when I was a kid, you know, I was so motivated. I was so disciplined. I would go to the gym every day. I would go to the gym 6 days a week and I would lift and I would get gains and I was on my meal plan and I was so driven. I wish I could just be that guy, but you're not that guy. Because if you were that guy, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be wondering how to be consistent because you're not that guy anymore. That guy is gone. That guy was gone the moment you woke up the next day. Then you might say, oh, but yeah, but I had that. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. No, it disappears all the time. It's always moving. Like I say, there are different cycles. There's a moment-to-moment cycle. There's a daily cycle. There's a lunar cycle. There's a solar cycle. I mean, there's even other cycles that are a lot longer than the solar cycle. They're longer than a year. So you're always changing. You're always going through these shifts. So if you take this concept, and agree with it, if you can accept this concept, which you must accept, because you can deny it. You know, you can take the blue pill and you can deny it, you know, just plug back into the matrix and keep trying to struggle, keep trying to, you know, keep on keeping on. You can do that. But let's say you take the red pill, right? Let's say you accept this and say, okay, I trust Kevin. I trust that what he's saying, and you don't have to trust me. You can trust the yogis from thousands of years ago, every mystical teacher ever, right? Say, okay, I trust. I'm going to accept this. What can I do about it? If you are actually inhabiting your body for only one day, if you're a spiritual being, like if you have this consciousness that comes in, if you're, you know, you're pure consciousness, right? Again, I'm not talking about identity. Sure, the identity is going to travel with you from birth to death because that's the conditioning. That's the illusion. That's who you think you are. But that's the ignorance, right? That's what the yogis call the ignorance, the avidya, right? It's the ignorance. It's not who you are. It's who you think you are. That's the cause of all suffering. Ignorance is the cause of all suffering. You suffer because who you think you are is not who you really are, but you're so attached to it that it's causing you to suffer. So I'm not talking about the identity. I'm talking about an energy. And if you can accept that that this energy is changing all the time, and this energy that you have right now is only with you for one day, today, as you listen to this podcast, you have a certain vibration in you, a certain frequency. And tomorrow that frequency will be gone. It will be exchanged by a different frequency. It'll be exchanged by a different energy. So what would your life look like? You know, what would you do? And this is where we get into some really weird stuff, right? Because a lot of people would say, look, if this is the only day I got, then I'm going to live it up. Right? I'm going to do what I want. And I don't care. You ever seen that movie Groundhog's Day, right? With Bill Murray? It's kind of like that. If you remember when he first realized that he was going to live the same day over and over, that he only really had one day to live. I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about, right? You have one day to live because tomorrow it's going to just reset. What was he doing? He was doing all kinds of stuff, right? All kinds of what we may judge, if we use judgment words, all kinds of aberrant behavior. He didn't care about cholesterol. I remember having that conversation with Andy McDowell in the restaurant. He was just smashing sugar, right? Just getting into the breakfast donuts, right? Donuts and cakes. She's like, aren't you worried about cholesterol? He's like, why, right? What do I have to worry about? I'm immortal. I can't die. You know, he was doing all kinds of things. He was jumping off of cliffs. He was trying to kill himself for a while. I mean, there was all kinds of things that were happening because he just didn't, because it was one day, I'm going to do anything I want. I'm going to steal the bank. Remember, he robbed the bank. He dated every woman in the town, you know, he had all the stuff. And that's really where people begin. People begin with like this idea of, if I only have one day to live, I'm going to live it up. But what happens when we live it up? Well, our life ends up looking like a public toilet. Because we go into the public toilet knowing that this is not something I'm ever going to use again. This is not something I ever have to clean up. I'm just going to go in. I'm going to use it. I'm going to walk out. There's no stewardship. There's no ownership. There's no custodianship. So people go in and they abuse it. They abuse the toilets. This is not mine. I don't own it. I'm just here very quickly. I'm in and out. I'm never going to be back. So I don't care. You know, it's like tourist destinations. And you guys know I love Tulum. Right? I love Tulum. I love Tulum for the energy. Tulum in Mexico. I've been there many, many times. I usually go there at least once a year. And I love it. I love the energy there. But I got to tell you something. As it grows, as more and more tourists come out, I see a growth in pollution. There's so much pollution all over the town. Because again, it's a tourist destination because people go there knowing that that's not where they live. I don't live here, right? I'm just going here for fun. I'm going here to get away. I'm going here for a vacation. So what do I care if I throw my junk onto the street? What do I care if I throw my garbage if I don't recycle? I recycle when I'm at home because at home I want my environment to look good. I live there. I'm there all the time. But when I'm here on vacation, I don't care. I don't care about recycling. I don't care if it even goes in the trash. I'm just going to throw it in the jungle. It's junk, right? Because I'm leaving. Again, there's no stewardship. There's no sense of oneness. There's no sense of unity, of ownership. So I could just leave it for the next person, right? I'll never be back. Who cares? You know, it's that kind of mentality. It's leaving stuff for your future self to deal with. And now, look, first of all, I want you guys to know I'm not judging here, right? Because we're actually hardwired for this. This is a part of our brain. If I can jump into some neuroscience with you guys, if I can go back to some of that old school stuff I talked about, you know, years ago, you know, it's still valid today, even with the spiritual concepts. It's still valid today because we're hardwired for this. You know, we have in our brain a certain hardwiring for instant gratification, future discounting. It's a part of the motivational triad to seek pleasure and avoid pain and then to code, you know, to code it so it's an automatic process. It's the nucleus accumbens, right? It's in there. It's an actual thing that you guys can look it up. And what it does is it says, you know, we value things that are immediate more than we value things that are distant. It's basically saying, you know, we value $1 today more than we value $2 tomorrow because it's here, because it's now, and it's a part of our hard wiring. Fascinatingly enough, it's part of our hard wiring because the future doesn't exist. It's both a blessing and a curse. It's like one of these things that keeps us present, keeps us understanding the value of presence while at the same time, negating the idea that, hey, like, look, like we need to pay attention to what's coming next because what's coming next is coming next. Like we will have more moments. This is going on for eternity. You know, the planet Earth may not be here for eternity, but our consciousness will be. We will always be here, you know, in terms of time and future. The future is the now. And I'm not going to blow your minds with that because that goes a little bit beyond the scope of this podcast episode. It's always the now. So even though our brains are wiring us into being present, the value of presence, there is something to think about in the future. So essentially, it's like this, brother. Like, this is why we procrastinate. You understand? Like, this is why we have fun today, and then we say we're going to do work tomorrow. And we do this because of this hardwiring, right? This hardwiring that says, like, look, like it, the value is only here. And if everything valuable must happen now. So if what's important is happening right now, then I'm going to have fun right now, and I'll just put off what I don't want to do later. That's a hardwiring thing. That's instant gratification. That's future discounting. And, you know, again, like the important thing to understand is that you, or the you who you think you are, is not going to be here tomorrow. Just like the you that you are today thinking this was not the one who was here yesterday. You are inheriting this life from the person that came yesterday. You're inheriting this life. And you are the custodian of this life for the person that comes tomorrow. So you're kind of like holding on to it. You're preparing it for the vibration, for the energy vibration that's going to be coming in tomorrow. And if you can understand that concept, if you can understand that number one, whatever you do today is going to be inherited by the you tomorrow. And number two, whatever you do today is going, whatever you do today is going to be inherited by you tomorrow. then you'll begin to respect or plan for or be more consistent with how you treat today, so that when you have tomorrow and you're not here, the you that is here will say thank you. We'll say thank you rather than why? Why did you leave me with this mess? Right? Now, look, this is true. Okay. I want you guys to understand this. I know this sounds wild. This sounds like a weird spiritual concept because of the way you experience the world. But again, the way you experience the world is the illusion, right? That is your ignorance. That's your ignorance. And that's the cause of suffering because you don't know who you are. You think you know who you are. You think that you're this thing, this identity with a name, with a body, with a job, with a wife or girlfriend relationship, you know, with a past, with a future, with goals, with dreams. Like, that's who you think you are, but that's not who you are. You are an energy. You are a consciousness. You are just pure consciousness experiencing the now. That's what you are. It's just pure experience, brother. It's pure awareness of what is. That's what you are. You are the divine awareness of what is right now and only right now. And even as I say this podcast, even as I record this podcast for you guys, I am going through constant changes of awareness. I'm aware now and now and now. And every time there's a different vibrational frequency. Now, again, I want to come back to the day to day because I want you guys to understand this more in a conceptual way rather than in like spiritual, oh my gosh, like nothing is, you know, I am not me. Then you're not you because, you know, if I am you because you are you and you are me because, what is it? Anyway, let's get stick to it here, brothers. Like it's kind of like a body swap thing. Like, have you ever seen some of these movies? All of Me, Steve Martin, you guys remember that one? Back in the 80s, I think. Or like Father, Like Son, that was another 80s. I'll tell you what, for some of my younger crowd, have you ever seen the movie The Hot Chick, right? Change Up was a new one. Freaky Friday is another one. Or 13 Going on 30. I got to tell you, what, there are so many movies out there talking about this. And of course, these movies, they're showing us this because it's a part of the truth. But we think of them as pure entertainment and like, oh, wouldn't that be fun, right? To go to body swap. But that's really what's happening. That's really the way we're living. We're living in this body swap way. Now, again, like when you think about this, you say, what would you do if this happens? You'd say, well, like if I have this body for one day, then I'm going to have at it. I'm going to go after it. Like, that's it. I'm just going to get after it. I'm going to have all the fun I can because I'm not going to be here today. I'm basically just going to tear it down. I'm going to abuse it and I'm going to use it and abuse it and just enjoy it. And that's it. And people do that, by the way. People do that every day. They wake up and they start the abuse. You know, they start spending a bunch of money. They start doing a bunch of drugs. You start, you know, eating a bunch of food that's not good for them. And like, whatever, right? Like, that's their choice. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not judging anybody. But that's what a lot of people think anyway. If you knew this, what would you do? If you knew that you had one day to live, this is your one day in this body, your one day for you to say, I am here. And tomorrow you're going to be gone. What would you do? Now, again, a lot of people would say, well, let's see how much money we've got here. If this is my body for one day, let's check the accounts. I've got $10,000. Awesome. I don't care if the guy tomorrow ends up waking up and checking the accounts and it's zero because it won't be me. So I'm going to take this $10,000. I'm going to go out and I'm going to spend it. You know, I don't care if the guy tomorrow wakes up and he has diabetes. I'm going to go and I'm going to eat a bunch of sugar. I don't care if the guy tomorrow has, you know, a bunch of STDs. I'm going to go out and have sex with a bunch of prostitutes, escorts, whatever they're calling, OnlyFans people. I don't know what they're calling themselves these days. I really don't. Like, you know, it's changed all, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go out and have a bunch of sex because who cares? There's no accountability. There's no consequence. I'm not here tomorrow. What difference does it make? That's what a lot of people think. That's what a lot of people do. And that's what I mean when I talk about Tulum, when I talk about the way we treat public toilets. But think about it. Would you do that? Would you spend it all in one day? But that's going to ruin your consistency. That's going to ruin you being consistent. Here's what I'm going to offer you. Instead, it's more like a team, right? You're more like a team sport. Have you guys ever seen, well, I used to play water polo. I got to tell you, I was a water polo player. I was a water polo player when I was younger. It's basically hockey in the water, right? It's basically hockey where you can't touch the ground. You're swimming around and you're wrestling and you're trying to score. You're trying to get a ball into a cage instead of a puck into a net, right? It's the same thing. I mean, it's even kind of the same amount of players in the tank, the same amount of players in the pool as there are skaters on the ice. It's a very similar thing. It's kind of like basketball and hockey put together, right? But if you've never seen water polo, let's just go with hockey, because you might have seen hockey where there's constant line changes. And on water polo, we do this too. There's line changes all the time. A player will come out, another player will go in, but they got to get into a certain area before they can go back in. Well, hockey's the same, right? You got to get the players off the ice before the line change, before the other guys can come in. Now, if you're on the bench when a goal is scored, does that mean any less that you didn't get that goal? Of course it doesn't. You're still on the team. You feel that point just like anybody else, even if you didn't score it, and even if you weren't on the ice when it was scored. You're in the cage, you know, you're in the box, but still, you're on the team. So it's good for the team, even though you didn't score the point, even though you weren't on the ice. It's still good for the team. That's what it's like, brother. That's what being consistent is. That's what self-compassion is. That's what self-love is understanding that no matter what happens today, the guy, the vibration, the energy that's happening today within you, even though this guy is not going to make it to the end, he's not going to make it to the goal. If your goal is a year out, if it's a week out, if it's a month out, if it's a decade out, even if it's not going to make it to the end result, he's not going to make it because he's only here today. But he still contributes, or he can sabotage, right? Because you could take a guy out on the ice and he could make a big mistake. He could say, oh, he could score a goal for the other team, right? Now he goes back into the box, you know? The guys, maybe they haze him a little bit. Like, what were you thinking? What? Did you wake up today and you had no idea what team you were on? Like, what's the deal? You forget what color jersey you're wearing? What's your problem, brother? You know? But nevertheless, like, there's going to be a line change. The other guys are going to go in. Maybe they score another goal. Maybe they score another couple of goals and you still win the game. But you made a mistake. You scored for the other team and then you come off the ice. And you can do that. People do that. They do that all the time. That's what we call mistakes, right? That's why I tell you mistakes don't exist. They don't happen. Things happen, but you can judge them as mistakes or you can just get back into it. You just switch over. You switch the line. And you're always switching the line anyway. It's not like you have any choice in that matter. The choice that you have is what you do when you're on the ice. Not what the other guy does when they're on the ice, but what you do when you're on the ice, when you're in the game. Think of it like a rental car. There's one car, right? The car is your body. Assume we live like about 80 years. Assume there's about 365 days in a year. I mean, I haven't done the math, but if we round up to 400, about 32,000. You have about 32,000 different versions of you. I mean, again, I don't want to sound like it's you, because it's not you. It's 32,000 actually different energy beings, right? It's literally a swap. It's literally a spawn. Like you're literally like when you play a video game and you die and you spawn somewhere, like I used to play like James Bond on the Nintendos with my brother, you know, like you would die, you get shot and you spawn up in another part in the level, right? In the build or whatever it is in the location, right? Because it was like a first person shooter type of thing. And you just spawn there. You just be there. All of a sudden you'd appear like, oh, here I am. It's kind of what we do when we wake up in the morning. Like, oh, here I am. It wasn't the same guy that went to sleep. It wasn't the same guy because that was death essentially. Like I got shot for playing James Bond, right? I got shot. I died. And then I wake up. My consciousness dips. It goes out. Like my brainwave patterns change. You go from beta to alpha. You know, they go down into delta and so on. And that's like the brain shutting off. That's like the consciousness leaving the body, because then the consciousness leaves the body and then you wake up and boom, there you are. A new guy, a new energy, a new vibration, a new frequency. You think you're the same guy because you've got all the same wiring, because you've got all the same, because you're wearing the same jammies that you were wearing when you went to sleep, because you're sleeping next to the same girl that you went to sleep with, because you're in the same building that you have been living in. You got the same job that you had the day before. So you think you're the same guy, but you're not the same guy. You're just not. It's a completely different energy. So treat it like a rental car, right? Like, so your body's a rental car and you've got 32,000 different people using that one rental car from birth to death. Like, what are you going to do with that rental car? Some of you 32,000 are going to say, well, I'm not going to be using this rental car tomorrow. So I'm going to take it to the drag race and I'm going to just beat it up, right? I'm going to do some street racing. I'm going to run some red lights. I'm going to take some high risks. You know, I'm going to speed. I'm going to go 30 miles over the limit on the freeway. Like, just going to beat it up, right? You're going to put mud and everything in. You're going to track in mud inside the vehicle. You might get into an accident. You might bump into a post or a wall or another car. It's like, oh, I had a little body damage there. No big deal. It's all fine. I won't have it tomorrow. It's just a rental. Who cares, right? I got insurance, right? Whatever that means. But you know, it's like, so what? So others of you, I'd be like, okay, I want to return this in better condition than I rented it. You know, I want to make sure that I am the steward. I want to make sure that I am a conscious custodian of this vehicle. So that the next guy, when they get into this rental vehicle, they have a beautiful experience in it. They enjoy it. It's like a hotel room. Like how many of you guys trash hotel rooms? Cause you know, it's like, so what, right? It's not my place. It's not my home. It's not my house. It's not my bedroom. It's a hotel. So what? Who cares? You know, stain the sheets, trash the mini bar. Right? Just get after it and leave it in like a, you know, you check in and it's all clean. You check out. It looks like, you know, there was a rock band staying there for a week and you were just there for a night. You were there for a day. You know, you got the lampshades all tipped over and hanging from the chandelier, and it's wild, right? But I would offer that you treat it more like a game. Treat it like a game. Treat it like a poker game. Treat it like a 84-year poker game that you only get to play for one day. It's like, yeah, like you may win a few hands, you may lose a few hands, but you want to make sure that whatever you do, you leave that table with more money than you did when you got there. Like that's what you want to do, right? Now, you know, you may know, you may say like, look, like, and there may be some of you out there that say, oh, who cares? Like, I'm not sitting at the table tomorrow. I'm going all in. I'm all in. I'm done with this. And that happens, right? That happens. People do that. And I don't want to turn the tide into a low vibration here, but you know, we have a certain word for that, right? But what we want to do, if we know that we're just the custodian of this hand, it's like playing your buddy's hand. It's like your buddy's playing poker and you're watching, right? It's like, oh man, I really got to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to be dealt out here, right? Play No Limit Texas Hold'em. I don't want to be dealt out. I don't want to be skipped here. So, you know, or big blind out or whatever. So could you just play my hand for me? So you jump in, you play your buddy's hand while he goes to the bathroom. You know, it's like my niece. I play video games with my niece, as you guys know. I like to play Super Mario's. We play Super Mario's together. Now with Super Mario's, you guys can hold on to certain items. You collect certain items like mushrooms and flowers and, you know, tanuki suits and superstars and, you know, invincible stars and, you know, all kinds of different things that you can use, like little items that you can use. And if I play this and I collect all these items and I leave it for my niece and I go somewhere and she's like, starts playing my game, you know, maybe she starts to use all these little items. And I come back as like, oh, you've used all the items. You know, I've kind of lost all my, I've lost the edge here. I don't have any of the things that I've saved up. Because again, like to be a steward, or maybe she does, maybe she actually does better than I do. At this point, my niece is so good at video games, like she actually beats me. And it's really wild because I remember where there was a time that I was the Super Mario Kart master. But now like this little girl, I can't believe it. I mean, I really can't believe how good of a driver she is. It's just wild. It's amazing. But anyway, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. So how can you play this game? How can you play this game? How can you drive this car so that you improve things for the person who comes next? And again, to understand that, we have to kind of get into something else, because even though a lot of you guys would say, why would I do that? You know, if I only have this one thing, it's about, number one, it's about presence, right? Because if you really say, well, Kevin, like you talk so much about being present, like if I'm really being present with myself, if I'm really being present, I only have one day of this body, then in the present moment, I want to experience this, and I'm not going to be able to experience it tomorrow because I won't be here. So to be present, I want to do this. And that's not presence, brother. That's not presence. That's instant gratification. Presence, true presence, to be fully and truly present is to recognize that you don't decide what happens tomorrow. You are the temporary custodian of the now. You are just here right now. So if you say to yourself, you know, I only have one day here. I'm just here today. I'm not here tomorrow. And because of this concept of presence, I don't want to do my work today. I don't want to build my website today. I don't want to stay on my meal plan today. I don't want to go to the gym today. I don't want to make those calls today. I don't want to talk to that girl today. I don't want to do these things, right? Like these are not the things I want to do because these things are hard, right? These are the hard things. These are the things that are maybe a little uncomfortable. They're a little uncomfortable. They're not really what I want to do. They don't give me any like instant gratification. In fact, they could give me a little discomfort. So I don't want to do those things. I want to do them tomorrow. So I'm going to do them tomorrow. And today I'm going to have fun. But here's the thing. To be present means you don't decide what happens tomorrow. There's another guy that comes in and decides what happens tomorrow. It's a whole nother energy. To be fully present means you do it now. You do it right now because this is what you have. This is where you are. And we have to understand that this is what self-love is. This is what self-compassion is. And it's exactly how you should live your life. Loving yourself, loving the 32,000 beings that are going to inhabit that body over the course of the amount of days, the average amount of days that that body might be alive. Every single one of these beings is playing a part in the experience of who you think you are. And as long as you understand that who you think you are is not who you are, but you're actually 32,000 different beings coming, swapping in and out every single day, as long as you understand that, you can begin to put an end to the suffering that you call the human experience. You can begin to live the life of your dreams. You can begin to learn how to live as a spiritual being having a human experience, because you'll begin to set yourself up. You'll begin to set up the next guy. You'll be able to, like, it's like a tag team. It's like, okay, here's what I'm getting ready for. Here's what I'm gonna make sure that my buddy, my brother, my energy soul that comes in tomorrow is gonna be better off than I was when the guy yesterday tried to set me up. And he did a good job. He did a good job setting me up, because I woke up this morning and he had some things set up for me. And I'm gonna do the same. I'm gonna make sure that I do the same. Tomorrow I'm gonna set up my soul brother, my energy swap out, to succeed in what we aim to experience. And it won't be me that's experiencing it. I won't be there at the finish line, but I'm going to take one step forward. Because if I take one step forward, the guy yesterday takes one step forward, I take one step forward, the guy tomorrow takes one step forward. If we all keep taking one step forward, then we will get to the finish line. But if you assume that who you are is who you are, who you think you are is who you are, which it's not. Who you think you are is not who you are. But if you continue to assume that and you continue to suffer, then what you're going to do is you're going to keep putting it off. You're going to keep saying, oh, well, I can just do it tomorrow because I'll be here tomorrow. I can enjoy today because tomorrow I can do all the work because I'll be here, but you won't be here. And the guy tomorrow may be thinking the same thing. It's like, oh, the guy yesterday, he really left me with all this mess because he thought he was going to be here, but he's not here. Now I'm here. And you know what? I don't want to do it either. So I'm going to leave it off for the guy that comes in tomorrow. I'll just put that off till tomorrow, and just perpetually keeps on going like that. And you're not taking one step forward. You're actually taking one step backwards, and you're never going to get to the finish line that way. You're never going to get to the accomplishing the goal, achieving the result. You're going to continue to be inconsistent. So what kind of life do you want to set up for the person tomorrow? That's how you be consistent. That's how you, as an inconsistent vibrational being, energetic being, as an inconsistent inhabitor of that body, that's how you, and I know it sounds paradoxical, right? The only way for an inconsistent being to be consistent is to set up the consistency for the person that comes next, for the energetic experience that comes next. It's the only way. That's duality. We live in duality, brother. We live in polarity. And the duality is the inconsistent self has to be consistent in the now. That's it. You cannot say, I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to get it done tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Even the word later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. You won't do it later because you aren't going to be here later. It's like saying, you work at this job for one day. Now you think that you've worked at this job for 30 years, but you're really just working at this job for one day. And you say, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow, but you won't get to it tomorrow because the guy that comes in tomorrow won't be you. They're going to walk into this office where all of these papers are everywhere because you left them the day before, and they walk in, they say, oh my gosh, look at all this mess. What am I going to do? I don't want to do this either. I'm just going to wait and do it tomorrow. But then they don't show up tomorrow either. Some other guy shows up tomorrow and they start thinking the same thing. And that's why self-love is so important, to make that choice to say, look, like, I may not get to the result of filing this paperwork. I may not even understand why I'm filing this paperwork, but I'm going to do it. Because the guy that comes in tomorrow, I want to leave this office clean. I want to leave this work done at a better place for the guy that comes in tomorrow. And that's how you be consistent. And that's really what presence is. Like I said, that's what being present is. Being present is knowing that you don't decide what happens tomorrow, that there is no tomorrow for you. There's only the now. And because you're a temporary custodian of the now, you're a temporary custodian of this body, of this moment, being truly, fully present and incorporating self-love and self-compassion means that you do it as it is there in the moment. It's there in the moment. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's building of the website. Do it. It's making that phone call. Do it. It's talking to that woman. Do it. It's staying on the meal plan, right? It's eating the food that you've got on your meal plan, or it's not doing it, right? It's saying, I'm not going to eat that sugar, right? I'm not going to play that game right now. I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going to watch that pornography. I'm not going to gamble this money or spend this money. I'm not going to drink that alcohol. Because that's what we talked about last week. That's self-control. Self-control is being in that conflict management system, being in the moment. You're a custodian of that moment and that moment only, that day only. If you can make it one day at a time, I mean, who knew, right? Alcoholics Anonymous, they had it right the whole time. It's all about one day at a time because, brother, that's all you've ever got. One day at a time. So the question is, and this is how to be consistent. This is how you as a spiritual being, as an inconsistent vibrational being. And when I say spiritual being, what I really mean is you're pure consciousness. I don't mean like you're some kind of, I don't know, glowing ball of light. I mean, you are pure consciousness. You are pure awareness. You are aware. Now, you can be aware of your body and choose to think you're that. You can be aware of your identity and choose to think you're that. Or you could just be aware of the awareness itself. And that's the truth of who you are. And that is going to fluctuate based on the energetic vibrations that are in constant flux, that have a complete inconsistency. So the question is, how, as an inconsistent spiritual being, can you have a consistent human life? And the answer is, you can choose to either sabotage tomorrow for today or to set up tomorrow for today, because today's all you got. And that's what I got for you today. Until next week, brother, elevate your alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.